Okay. In a few moments, I'm going to be talking to Iseult Bourne. She's the Deputy Director of Dublin 2020. And we're going to be talking about the Dublin 2020 Capital of Culture campaign. But we're also going to be talking about Dublin You Are. Dublin You Are is a poem that was released last week as part of the 2020 campaign. And it's been all over the news, all over the media, all over social media, everywhere. It's been shared millions of times. It was a really, really great poem. So I'm going to play a piece of it here. It's nearly 5 minutes long, so we probably won't play all of it. I'll probably stop it halfway through, and I'll talk to Iseult then, and then we might play the rest of it then when we're finished speaking to Iseult. But have a listen now. This is Dublin You Are.
Dublin, you are grey brick upon brick, full of tarmac and hipster pricks, just face it. All other places pale in comparison, you are more than some former Saxon garrison. Dublin, your warmth came too late for John Curry. Dublin, are you even sorry? Dublin, you were divided by more than the Liffey. You said yes to equality, it's about bloom and time. Yet Dublin, you always proclaim to cherish all. Dublin, your panties are on Capel Street, compromising any papal feats. Dublin, Jedward, awkward. Dublin, you are more than a settlement on the paddle, but Dublin, what's the crack with coddle? It's shite. Why don't you just admit it? Dublin, you brought back Sam again. Dublin, when did you go from the clash of the ash to exchanging gold for cash? Dublin, Dublin, Ablina, Balia Ahakria, and 180 other tongues your citizens are using to name you, so Cade made a fall to the all. Dublin, where the power is held by too few in the doll. Dublin, when will you revolt again? 1988 wasn't your true millennium, despite the 50p's in milk bottles. Dublin, you're mine, but I'm happy to share you. Dublin, from RTE, TCD, UCD, U2, SIP2, IFSC and acrimonious Temple Bar SCDs, ODs and OMGs, no longer the second city, yet you play second fiddle to Google and Guinness, to Facebook and unsociable twits. Dublin, look at yourself. Dublin, your tower blocks and tenements are an excuse for a solution. Dublin, come here till I tell you. It can be more than rapid dirt birds and banjax bows. He's all right story, but yeah, sure, it's all good. Jesus, that's Scaldy and why go baldy? I'm excited and the liar of Dublin, I cry for you. Dublin, you're a tough bastard, yet full of the softness of all the people on your streets. Margaret Dunn dancing on O'Connell Street, the Dice Man Tom McGinty miming on Grafton Street, Pat Inglesby with his poems on Westmoreland Street, and your Mollies, Malone, Ivers and Bloom, to Daily Sally Sandy Mounts, from the gospel of Kelly, Drew, McKenna and Sheen, the Borstal boys like Brendan Bean, think the lands rejoicing and ever looking out to sea. Snow falling slowly on the dead in Glasnevin. Glenn and Marquetta once strolling to Christy Brown, willfully controlling a foot to paint pictures and poems to your heroines. Brenda Fricker, the city's mother, and Maureen O'Hara, an enchanting other. Dublin, you are boom and bust, running wild and swift. Dublin, can I trust you? Dublin, you're...
And there you go. That's... part of the poem Dublin You Are. I'll play the rest of it after we're finished talking to Iseult. But that's the wonderful Stephen James Smith poem called Dublin You Are. And I'm delighted to say joining us on the phone now is Iseult Bourne, who is the Deputy Director of Dublin 2020. Good morning, Iseult. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad at all. It's a wonderful poem, Iseult.
Yeah, it's amazing. We gathered some of Dublin's talent, Stephen James Smith and a video maker called Wissam Turfi, and a few other people like Derek Kennedy, who does Dublin Daily, and Aidan Kelly, and an illustrator called Aoife Dooley, who does the Dublin Hun, if you've heard of it.
Yes.
And we told them all about the different conversations we've had with Dubliners over the months that we've been preparing for this bid for European Capital of Culture.
Yeah.
And together they listened to the what we were telling them, and then they went off and worked together on their different sets of skills. Stephen came up with a poem which reflects all of the good and the bad that we heard people talk about in Dublin, and then the filmmakers and the illustrator got together and they made their version. So together this video is just, it's a collaboration between all of them and between ourselves and between all of the Dubliners that we spoke to and their views of Dublin and their pride for Dublin, but also their kind of the problems that they see with it.
Yeah, it doesn't pull any punches. It's not you know, Dublin is all sweetness and light. It's a lovely place. It hits on everything, which I think is what made it really so popular.
I think it's just the honesty, because within mm-hmm. that honesty, you can feel the pride, but also the care that you have when you want to fix something or improve something, or you can see it for all that it is, and that makes you feel pride. And mm-hmm. and another video where none of the kind of dirty underbelly was ever discussed would
yeah.
make you feel like it was honest. So this is very honest.
Yeah, but sometimes the warts and all is what's part of the beauty, isn't it?
It just is, and it's yeah. also just, it's what we all see, and it's mm-hmm. you can see it, you know, amongst your friends and your family much more than you see it amongst strangers. So it's because we're Dubliners
yeah.
that we see all of those things and appreciate them, but also, you know, the tradition of flagging them or complaining about them or whatever, and that it makes us feel like Dubliners when yeah. we listen to that.
Yeah, we've a good we're good at all the old Mona, but sure. What else would we be doing? Anyways, as you say, the poem is part of the campaign for Dublin to become the European Capital of Culture for the year 2020. I'm reading here that it's going to be jointly hosted by Ireland and Croatia, and Dublin is in competition with Galway, Limerick and the South East. How long is the process for? Well, maybe firstly you could probably give us a little bit of insight into what the European Capital of Culture entails, what it's all about.
Well, there's been these, we've had in Ireland has had a City of Culture last year in Limerick,
mm-hmm.
and the European Capital of Culture is a different kind of beast. So it is much more about the city in all of its parts. And our approach to this has been kind of trying to look at affecting social change through culture. So it's not a fireworks display and a fanfare of presenting, you know, top Irish culture or top European culture. It's using culture to address differently some of the things that hurt in our city. And that's what our bid has really been about, which is why that poem kind of sums it up very, very nicely. And using the term culture in its widest sense, so including sport and food and gardening, as well as the arts and spoken word and poetry and theatre. And coming together as a European Capital of Culture, really, it's a very large project with huge international attention on it in the cities that have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an opportunity to really cooperate in your city and within a European context. And build more bridges, more connectivity within your citizens group, but also within Europe.
Yeah, well, I think an indication of the scale of what it would mean to the city is the fact that, I mean, this is only November 2015. 2020 seems a long time away, but that's the amount of kind of forward planning that's required for something like this. So that gives you, as I say, gives you a kind of an idea of the scale of what you're talking about when we say capital of culture.
Yeah, so I mean, at the moment we're in this competitive process. So
mm-hmm.
Dublin is with three others to try and get the Irish City Award. So
mm-hmm.
there will definitely be an Irish city in 2020 that'll have it. And we're whichever city gets the designation will then have 4 years to plan these major events and major cultural interventions and festivals and all the things that are in everybody's proposals of what to do. And these kind of projects take a huge amount of time to organise all of the development and implementation.
Yeah.
And we keep saying everything in our proposal is about ideas that have come to us from people, and what we're putting forward is ideas that are made by many, but also for many. So
mm-hmm.
the idea is that everybody helps us implement them and everybody helps deliver them and makes them something that you want to care about and you want to help make happen and you want to go to, and just making it, twisting it around being not something that's presented by anybody for you to think about coming to, but it's made by you.
Yeah.
And therefore you believe it, you know, and you want it to happen. And just changing that, the pride of that a little bit.
Yeah, because it's important, as you said. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, it's not just about putting on a ballet here and a big open air concert there. It's about an all-inclusive approach, and using, as you say, the culture to break down, you know, a lot of the socio-economic problems that we may be facing in Dublin now and may still be facing come 2020. And the reason I kind of set that back to you is because, you know, you'll always get people who say, oh, well, where are they going to find the money for that? But as you say, it's important that people realise that it's not just for show. It's not just to boost tourism. This is a positive thing to hopefully change the city and change lives for everybody.
Absolutely, and it's totally. I mean, there's loads of ways you can apply for this.
Mm-hmm.
We've chosen to apply for it in that way. So
yeah.
Not presenting a ballet by an international whatever, you
yeah.
know, which may or may not happen. I'm not
yeah.
suggesting it's
yeah.
a bad thing, but it's about actually the reason Dublin needs this is because it's about approaching Dublin's problems in a different way through cultural means and cultural dialogue and cooperation and collaboration. And maybe this is a way of looking at and highlighting some of the bigger problems within Dublin in a different way.
Yeah.
And maybe that could yeah. have some change effect.
Absolutely, because you've kind of put it out there. I was having a read of the website and over the weekend, and you kind of put it out there that this is for everybody, you know. Any group who'd like to get involved, I'd like to make a presentation or come forward, you're looking for literally anybody and everybody within the city to get in touch and maybe try and get involved, you know.
Yeah,
if you get the nomination, of course.
Absolutely, but even in this process,
yeah.
we've met with loads of people. You know, the kettle is always on in the
mm-hmm.
office, and we're just, you know, it's about being able to gather everybody's ideas. We have, everybody writes their ideas on post-it notes. Our building is full of post-it notes everywhere. And it's about bringing them, distilling those ideas and going, what is the big dominant thing that all Dubliners believe in and all Dubliners want and
yeah.
can see that needs to be celebrated, but also the bits that need to be changed. And either way, win or lose, we think we have a really strong document that is a legacy for saying, let's do some of this anyway,
yeah.
win or lose. Because clearly everybody we've spoken to have said it is important.
Yeah. So you're coming up closely now to the judging. I think it's later this month. We have a panel.
Later this week.
Oh, when you're here's you relaxing, talking on the radio with me every Monday morning. Have you nothing to do?
I'd love to.
You have
no idea.
Okay. So that's a panel of European judges who'll be here this week now. What will that process be like? How long will it take?
Well, they come into the country. They happen to be coming to Dublin, but they don't visit every city. They come to the capital as such,
yeah.
and see all of the cities there. So they'll be in Dublin on Thursday and Friday. They will meet with each city that is has put in a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
For half an hour, we give a presentation that's kind of about the bid book, the proposal that we wrote. And then for an hour, they can ask us any question which they like to ask us. And by the end of Friday, there will be announcement as to which cities will be shortlisted into a second phase, which
okay.
takes about 6 months until the final award is made in June or July of next year.
Wow, so it's all go. So you a mad hectic week on now. Have you running around making everything's in place, making sure everybody's set, yeah?
Yeah, making sure we're putting our best foot forward. You know that,
yeah.
that it's I keep equating it with, you know, when you apply for a job and you write your CV, you know, you still have to do the interview. So you
yeah.
still have to present the best
yeah.
foot, even though your CV is fantastic. So presenting the ideas and the passion that we've encountered from everybody we've talked to.
Yeah.
And, yeah, trying to do our best.
Well, it sounds really exciting. Sounds like it's going to be a really exciting week. And, you know, congratulations, not just to yourselves in Dublin, but to every group around the country. I mean, we hope the Dubs win, as always. But, you know, to everyone who goes, it's great to see people putting a positive picture forward about Ireland in general, but about its people and its culture and everything that goes with being Irish or being a Dub or being a Galwegian or whatever it may be. So positive is always good.
And every city has gone through such a transformation as to how they talk about themselves, how they talk about culture. So it's a huge benefit for Ireland as a whole, no matter who gets it.
Absolutely.
And that's a really fantastic thing.
Listen, it's absolutely great talking to you, and we'll keep in touch. Maybe we talk to you after Christmas, hopefully, and we'll be at the getting through to the next phase and we can see how that's going on. Congratulations to yourself and everyone involved to everyone who put the poem together. It's wonderful, and it's great to see how it's kind of spread out. The amount of people who've been sharing it around social media and all over the weekend is fabulous. You're telling me over nearly 5,000 shares on your own Facebook page alone.
Even from our own Facebook page, let alone, like, I mean, nearly a million views of the video and everything. And it's honesty that solicits the prize that you don't plan to make a viral video. You plan to make something that's honest and representative. And it just captures people's imagination. And it's been fantastic to work on it. It's a great, great video.
Absolutely. Listen, it's been great talking to you this morning. Just finally, before I let you go, if people are interested in what's happening with Dublin 2020, they can go onto the website and have a look, yeah?
Yeah, website is Dublin2020.ie, and we have Facebook and Twitter. You know, hashtag DublinUR is the video Twitter handle. And there's loads of different ways to get involved. And if you don't find anything on the website that makes you, understand, you just pick up the phone and you ring us, you come in for a chat, and we're going to keep going with this, win or lose.
Brilliant. Listen, Isolde, it's great talking to you this morning. Thanks for taking the time, and wish you the best of luck later this week, and hope you win.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.